What had changed had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared.
It's just sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth. The truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Sleep Coach School channel. My name is Alina, and this episode is going to be about the success story fatigue. What is a success story fatigue? Basically, it is an oversaturation with hearing recovery stories from others and actually reaching a point where hearing others sharing their experiences is no longer motivational, is no longer encouraging. It actually makes us feel worse about ourselves. First, I want to basically say that success stories, they're beautiful things, especially in the beginning of the journey, because they tell us that success or the recovery from insomnia is possible. That if someone else could overcome this, then I also can do it as well. And when I was struggling and I was in recovery from insomnia, it was in 2020. There were not so many stories out there. There were, of course, but not so much as there are right now. But still, it was really encouraging for me to hear someone who struggled with the same issue as I had, and then they overcame this. And now there are actually even more people sharing the stories since more people have used the teachings. They saw the progress, and now they share their learnings, their experiences with others. And now more people can find their own personal story in those success stories. So for example, maybe a person with a similar life circumstance shares their recovery story, and it can instantly make us feel like, oh, if it was possible for them and I'm in this the same kind of like a personal, you know, situation here, then it must be possible for me. Maybe we meet someone who has similar personality type, then we also can relate to them, and we know that, oh, if it was possible for them, then it must be possible for me. So it's beautiful that people share their progress and kind of like act as a beacon of light, telling like, yes, recovery is possible. Now, what can happen on this journey is that we might start oversaturating ourselves with success stories. Maybe we start kind of like trying to binge watch everything that is out there, trying to find the key, what, you know, the person, you know, what helped that person to recover, which is totally understandable. Or we might watch the same success story over and over and over until the point where it no longer actually serves us. It no longer gives us the same kind of like a boost of energy, boost of motivation. And then when we know already, you know, other stories, we heard them, we have some sort of like an approximate picture of how the success story should look like. Now we start looking at our own journey and we start seeing differences with those success stories. Maybe we know that, oh, that person had a similar type of, you know, experience that I'm currently having, but they overcome this problem in just a couple of months. And it's been a half a year for me and I'm still stuck with this. So what if actually my success story is somehow different? So this kind of like comparison might happen inevitably or you know, unintentionally, that's the right word, unintentionally. And then we start kind of comparing ourselves like, okay, why am I not there yet? What is wrong with me? Why is it taking me so long? Other people had it much faster, much easier, but for me, it's somehow special. I'm broken, or maybe my personal, you know, circumstances make it impossible for me to recover. So all this doubt, self-doubt starts to kind of come online, and we actually feel even more discouraged, even though we see so many examples of people overcoming this. So if this is something that you kind of like start feeling on your journey, I just want to say that you're not alone. And I went through the same kind of like experience myself when I felt like, okay, hearing someone else sharing their success story makes me actually feel worse about myself. So as with everything in life, it's all good in moderation, and success stories is not an exclusion here. It also applies to success stories that, yes, when we oversaturate ourselves with success stories, that might be counterproductive. Now, the way how we can kind of like test it, that probably we have been, you know, feeding our brains too much of this information, we kind of grow tired of it. So a few questions that we might ask ourselves, which is, okay, do I feel more confused after watching that story? Maybe I feel more pressure to recover after I watch it. Or I feel worse in comparison to others. Maybe watching all those stories, all those narratives, all those know-hows and insights actually make me overthink this. I kind of feel more like, I don't know what to do. Like there are so many things that have been shared and I cannot put it together. I'm trying to put it all at once and it's just not helpful. So we kind of start like getting so many mixed messages from everyone and it just makes us feel lost on this journey. So if this is something that you've experienced lately or at some point on your path, know that it's probably a sign that we are kind of having this success story fatigue. Before I get into like, okay, how we can address it, I want to talk a little bit about the, you know, the full picture, the truth behind the success story. Because many people, what I notice at least, the person who shares the success story and the person who hears this story, they have a completely different pictures in their minds when it comes to this. For someone who is sharing their story, they're sharing like they know the whole thing. They know the whole process. But because of the format of success story is a very limiting, like what you can fit into 45 to 1 hour, like one hour talk. Basically, it's going to be a very, very condensed story about, you know, the whole past that was very complex, very nuanced. And the person who is just like listens to that, they have a different picture. They, for them, is like, oh, this was easy, this was easy, this was easy. So they kind of like have a different perspective on that. But in reality, and once I created this picture that I want to share with you, that this is basically like, let's say roughly this is the whole journey, right? And everything that goes to a success story is a highlight. So highlights are those small, tiny tips that are kind of like eventful, something that is like worth mentioning. And everything that is under it is the boring stuff, stuff that was uneventful, unsuccessful, nothing was moving, nothing was changing. Maybe there was even like a rolling back and all this kind of things. They are not really being spoken about. And it is not really being done intentionally, but it is just the limitation of the format. It is really difficult to put your whole journey, whole heart journey into a very short, you know, period of time. So of course it is going to not include a lot of things. And usually what people share in those stories is something like, okay, let's say my insomnia started this way and then I had this types of like horrific experiences and I tried this and I tried that and I was like desperate, you know, like the beginnings, like the very intense beginnings that make us more like relate to our, you know, to those stories. What they might share is something like, oh, but then I realized like, or maybe I found the teaching, I found this kind of like a piece of a puzzle. And since that time, my journey started, like the recovery process started. And then they mention a few of like highlights from that. And this is it, basically. Then like they go like to their present moment when they describe like, oh, okay, so right now it's quite all right. I live my life, it's so much better and things like that. So it's normal that we are not going to include all the details in this story. And just to kind of like show you the like analogy, maybe just to understand, is like telling a success story is like meeting your old school friend on the street after 15 years of not seeing each other. And you have to tell them very shortly, like, oh, what's new, right? Of course, everything is new, or there are so many things that are happening, but we are going to select only the things that we think are relevant for that person to hear, right? So we're not going to share things that were kind of like nothing was changing, nothing was like moving, and so on and so forth. So it's helpful to kind of like keep that in mind when we are trying to compare our own journey with someone else's. And also it's helpful to understand that when a person shares their success story and they're sharing their insights or maybe like the key aspects to their recovery, they're basically telling the insights taking from the whole duration of that. right? But when we hear something like this, we try to take their whole journey that lasted maybe months or years, and we try to apply it right now in this particular night. And then we, of course, feel like, oh, but it's not working. I can't, it doesn't help me anyhow, right? So we kind of forget that it took that person a really, really long time to actually absorb those insights or kind of like to arrive to those insights. It took them a lot of time, a lot of ups and downs. It's natural that it's not going to come to us as easy. So this is why I just want to kind of like make it like more, create a more realistic view on that. Why is it that, you know, our journey is not, it doesn't look like someone else's journey? Because we usually feel like, okay, other people had shorter journeys or easier journeys. And that is not actually true. Now, what helps when we find ourselves in this kind of situation? And first of all, it's not going to be a surprise. It is to deploy self-kindness and self-care like 100 times, 1,000 times. It's helpful to have this self-kindness mindset during the whole duration of the recovery journey. But when we find ourselves in this kind of situation, when we are very frustrated with the process, we are comparing ourselves to others, the importance of self-kindness increases dramatically. We really need to focus on providing ourselves self-care and compassion and love that we deserve. And in those moments, what might help is to ask ourselves a question. Okay, what is it that I'm not doing for myself while I'm, you know, judging myself or comparing myself to others? What is it that I'm not actually doing? And this can help us like put our focus in the right direction, away from comparing and finding like what's not working, towards like, okay, what, how I can support myself during this time? How can I make myself more comfortable to go through this experience? So focusing on self-kindness and self-care and not judging ourselves for imperfections on this path is key here. And another point is that take a break from success stories, maybe just for a while. It doesn't mean that we cannot ever return to them, but just until we have that clarity, until things kind of like come together on their own, it's helpful to kind of reduce the input, to no longer have so many mixed messages. And I feel like whenever I felt overwhelmed, when I felt like, okay, I just know too much. It's just too overwhelming. I cannot figure out how to put those two insights together because they feel kind of like counterintuitive and they don't really match together. So I couldn't figure it out how to put them together. So this is when I realized like, okay, I need a break. I need to cut myself from that input of, you know, hearing about how others did it and just focus on what makes sense for me to do right now. Simplify this journey. Make it about just one thing at a time. Maybe there is one particular aspect that makes the most sense. And then we can actually focus on that and kind of like disregard the rest. Anything that doesn't make sense or doesn't yet click or come into its place, we can actually disregard it, put it for later. And in the meantime, we can just focus on simplification, how to make it simpler, easier for us to be on this journey. And one day at a time approach is also very, very helpful. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope it kind of like demystified the whole, you know, topic of success stories, and maybe it allowed you to not feel alone on this path, because it is very common. It's more common than we think to feel kind of like more discouraged from hearing a success story. So it's wonderful that we have those. It's amazing kind of like evidence that insomnia can be, is something that we can recover from, that we don't have to, you know, subscribe to the lifelong journey of suffering, but we can actually overcome this. And at the same time, it is also helpful to know that, yes, the journey is challenging. It takes time, and there is no right duration or right sequence of experiences. And each journey is going to be different in some way. So I hope that this episode brought you some clarity, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. And you'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.